Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Clearly very similar guys, you know, in the fact that they can both run. You know, we're talking about the both number two picks in the draft. Both two guys that made their living with their legs for a long time, but actually can then spin and do some really good things. You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked, and you definitely know what Jaden's done over the course of last year right. And up until this point. So you got to get ready for both of them, and when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and get ready to prepare for that.
As Raheem Morris, he joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. He'll join almost every Wednesday, depending on game day. Might switch to a Thursday or a Tuesday or whatever, if it's a Thursday game, whatever. Join Dukes and Bell up there at Flowery Branch, talking about the Commanders and the quarterback situation. There's been no word yet, really, but you know, everyone I've talked to up in D.C., it seems unlikely that Jaden Daniels is going to play. I know he said he would like to go.
Right.
Going to be left up to the doctors. I did see yesterday he's never played a game with a knee brace on, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I guess unless you have a knee injury, you wouldn't want the brace because right. It's maybe too limiting. The question I had for you last segment, didn't get to it, Randy, is considering the limitation to Jaden Daniels, I don't think he's going to be quite the runner he would be if he were 100% healthy, right, coming off a knee sprain. What's the difference between him and Mariota if he is limited but still playing?
Oh, man. Well, I mean,
is there much of one?
I think the thing with Jaden is, you know, he's such a dynamic player, and his legs are a big part of what he does.
Right.
The thing with it is, you know, if it's extending plays, or if it is the quarterback run, or if it is, you know, things of that nature, you know, like if he's going to be injured, you would assume that a lot of the plays that calls for him to move would probably be out of it. But, yeah, I mean, you do have your limitations with Marcus. But I think Cliff is such a good OC that he's able to do and help what Marcus does more. If Marcus is playing, you're going to see more of quarterback runs. You're going to have to be you're talking about the backside rusher. You're going to have to be patient because Marcus will pull the ball and go, and he still has that big-time speed. He had a big run last week against Vegas, he'll put the ball on the ground as he did last weekend against Vegas. So I think, you know, just if he does not go, which to me is starting to get more and more like he won't,
right,
then, you know, you can just hone in on Marcus, and he's a different quarterback because – like, Jaden doesn't look to run. Marcus looks to run more than Jaden. Jaden wants to throw the ball. He can run, but I think the thing with Marcus is he looks for it more. Matter of fact, they're going to look for it more as far as in the play calling to have Marcus not right. Put the ball gotcha. In the air as much as you will with Jaden.
If all things being equal and with the understanding that Jaden would be somewhat limited, who would you prefer Marcus. To have start?
Marcus.
Okay.
Yeah, Marcus.
I think so too. Yeah. And
hell yeah, it ain't even a question, Marcus.
if you could take the weapon away from Jaden that probably scares you as much as any, it being the legs, I still think I'd rather have Mariota in there.
Yeah.
It's just, okay. I just making sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I wasn't psycho for being like, I know he's 100%, but.
Yeah, no. It's not too many, especially in the NFL, it's not too many backups that you wouldn't want to play over the starter. The game plan is simplified because most NFL teams, we got a backup and we have to shrink down the play calling. If you're a kind of quarterback like Marcus's, like his profile or whatever, the Falcons can, you know, kind of creep those safeties up a little bit more. You may probably be able to play a lot more man-to-man. And the thing with playing more man-to-man is that because Marcus is such a great athlete, you don't see him when he's breaking out of coverage and things like that. So
yeah,
there's his advantages and disadvantages. But, no, I don't think there's too many NFL teams that would prefer the starter over the backup if you had the game plan for.
You know, the other thing we're keeping an eye on is Terry McLaurin. We'll have more of this in the NFL No Huddle, but he seems – potentially that he might miss this game as well. They've got a couple other injuries. Certainly Eckler's out among the running backs, and they're a little bit banged up potentially coming into this game. I did look up just now. Do you know who third string is? Just if you're going to run Marcus and he gets hurt and Jaden Daniels is not going, do you know who would theoretically serve as backup?
Josh Johnson.
That good guess.
Was that right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think. I mean, it seemed like that would have been something.
You didn't say it confidently, but that's 100% right. Yeah. They could be facing Josh Johnson. Yeah. Who knows? Look, week four in the NFL kicks off tonight. I think it's a really fun game to watch. Seahawks and Cardinals. I really haven't had an opportunity to watch that much of Kyler Murray this year just because of game times and what's been going on.
Right.
I know Harrison's still kind of up and down a little bit.
He had a rough one last week.
People are looking for him to kind of be a little bit bigger. They've lost James Conner, right?
Yeah, he had a bad ankle injury. But, yeah, the thing with Marvin, because he'll say, oh, I'm damn near about to cry in the presser. Mm-hmm. I mean, he lost by 1 point last week to San Fran. So that's one of those things where, you know.
Edie Pinheiro with a game winner.
You don't want – If you're Seattle, for that to be his breakout damn game. You want to continue to keep them where they are. But I think, you know, when you look at, you know, it's not in Seattle. It is in Arizona. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the line is on this thing.
I bet it's small.
Like 1.5 or something like that.
I was going to say maybe like Seattle 2-5.
Let's see here.
Like as a road favorite?
1.5.
Seattle or Arizona?
Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Road favorite there. College football kind of kicks off. Army and Eastern Carolina. Army's kind of lost a little bit of my interest after a couple of losses this season. So
it's bad losses, too.
Yeah. Tarleton State certainly was. Losses. They rebounded with what was at the time viewed as a good win, right? The win over Kansas State. Kansas State hasn't figured out anything.
Awful,
so
man. They're awful.
But I will tell you this. We'll get to it tomorrow in what's trending. Friday night in college football is actually not bad.
No, I mean, you think about
Friday's got some good games.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State going up to Charlottesville to take on UVA.
Yeah.
And UVA at night.
Yeah, well, I just want to see something from Florida State.
Yeah,
I mean, they put up 77 in week two, school record. TCU is another team I want to get more of a look at because we've kind of just lost sight of TCU after Georgia put it to them.
And they were Sunny Dykes because they looked like ass the next year.
Right. People forgot they were 8-4
Yes.
Last year and have started out quite well this year. I think they're now ranked in the top 25. The Braves' win streak comes to an end yesterday. It was 10 games. Had a chance. They were threatening in late innings ninth to come back in this one, but they fall 4-3. Off day today, and then home series against the Pirates to wrap things up there for the Atlanta Braves season. Ryder Cup starts tomorrow there at Bethpage Black, 7 a.m. I know you and Andy were kind of talking about the Ryder Cup a little bit yesterday.
I was like, damn, that's it, huh?
I know. I heard you say, it's like,
damn, that's it, huh?
Well, it was kind of, for 2 months, we're like, can this season just end?
Yeah, and now it's like,
we're not. I also think we're just used to the season going to like October 2nd, October 3rd, and the fact that it is like four or five days.
Into the first week of October at least.
Yeah.
Well, I meant just the regular season and playoffs as well. Yeah, it kind of is creeping up. unfortunately for me, United season is just dragging on, man. Like the fact that we can't clear these last four games in 4 days is brutal. Because I got a whole month of this stuff left.
Yeah.
Ryder Cup tomorrow, 7 a.m. Bethpage Black.
Do you know the matchup shit?
I didn't look, but they may already be announced. They may just not be announced until today. I'm kind of with you, Randy. I'll obviously watch. It'll be on. I have a tough time going from these are some of the golfers I really enjoy watching this season to just defiantly being against them.
Uh-huh.
In terms of rooting, obviously, for the U.S. and against Europe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I want the U.S. to win. I don't know. It's tough for me to just kind of flip the switch and not want to root for any of the guys that I enjoyed during a regular tournament. And I like the you versus the field of the regular tournament.
I mean, that's what I was talking about yesterday. But, I mean, obviously I'm going for the United States to win this thing. But just like, you know, there's Europe, I mean, you like a lot of these guys. You just do. I mean, they're staples and everything like that. But no, I mean, you know, I'm just always curious of what kind of drama is going to go on. I think that's always the biggest thing with me. But yeah, we talked about it yesterday. The funniest headline going into it is that the captain is no longer he's just the captain. One of the best golfers so far this year decides give his spot to somebody that was not as good as him. But no, I love Scottie Scheffler, love Rory. You know, you love all these different dudes, so it's really hard to root for. But I'm always going to take the U.S. over anybody.
Yeah, Colin Morikawa was talking. He wants it to be kind of a wild scene.
Yeah, he wants to be a little chippy and all those. And then we're on home soil, so that would help the win also.
I think it's kind of tame so far. Tuesday and Wednesday, I know tomorrow's going to be pretty bad, but I hope Friday is just absolute chaos.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I think it feeds into who we are and the American players and the American team. We want it. We want to use that to our advantage. I think every sport uses their home crowd to their advantage.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I love about the Ryder Cup is that part.
The atmosphere is allowed to be non-golf.
Yeah,
you
love that part about it, man. The excitement and the crowd reaction. The players feed off of it, obviously. But when he says chaos, I hope he means chaos in a good way. That's the big thing for me. Chaos meaning that it ain't going right for us. That'd be a not so good thing.
Yeah, the good news is day one, you're probably not winning it or losing it. Obviously, yeah. I mean, you'd have to have either the greatest day in Ryder Cup history or the worst day in Ryder Cup history. So you kind of time it out. I do think day two though gets interesting because you got to be pretty close heading into singles on day three.
Yeah. Hey guys, let me read this one. Don't forget today. We have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bell. They're going to be at Loyal Tavern in Roswell as they get you set for Thursday Night Football. And a look ahead to all the big college games as well as the NFL games this weekend. That's Dukes and Bell today from 2 to 6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell.
All right, when we come back, got a couple more Falcons questions for you. Maybe a little larger NFL grab bag. And I want to go see a movie this weekend. I'll probably see it tomorrow. It's so long, I can't even fit it in today.
Date night?
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.